This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Detroit Metropolitan Airport, you have sure come a long, long way. Used to be, DTW was a dumpy, much maligned airport. But things began to take off after the McNamara Terminal opened in February 2002, followed by the North Terminal in 2008. And based on comments from Delta's new CEO, Detroit Airport's future looks even brighter. Detroit News business columnist Daniel House is with us now via Skype. And you had a sit-down with Delta's new CEO, Ed Bastian. What did he have to say about Detroit Metropolitan Airport?
Nothing but good things. He says it's the best airport in North America, period, was the way he put it. And, you know, if you travel at all, you go into some of these fancy airports around the United States, Denver comes to mind, and they're just so screwy and complicated, and planes, trains, and automobiles to get to and from your flight. Not Metro. And, you know, the other thing that is so amazing to me is that we can get anywhere in the world from Metro. And they're adding more and more international flights. Just today, Delta is inaugurating a nonstop service to Munich, which takes to six the number of European destinations that you can get to direct right out of Detroit. It's a very good story, and I think it will continue to be. Delta is expects to hit their all-time high this summer in terms of passengers.
And Delta is planning to have more flights from Detroit to Mexico. So it seems like this is all about auto business as opposed to, especially for Mexico, spring break fun in the sun.
No question about it. They're in the process of negotiating a joint venture with Aeromexico, in which they will own, Delta will own 49%. They would expect that they're going to get a lot more access to routes in Mexico, including Mexico City, Monterrey, León, and Guadalajara, to name four. And a lot of it is being driven by the interest in the auto industry, even as auto companies, both foreign and domestic, are investing a lot in the United States. They're also investing a lot in Mexico. And my understanding is that here in the next little while, Mexico and the United States are expected to complete an open skies agreement, which will facilitate this deal that Delta is in the process of doing. I think that's a real positive sign, but it also shows, I think it highlights their business model, which is skews towards the business traveler. It's not a low-cost carrier. It doesn't bill itself as Southwest. That doesn't mean it doesn't compete with Southwest on certain routes or JetBlue on certain routes, because it does. And any flyer out of Detroit knows that if they price, they can oftentimes price against those lower-cost carriers, and Delta will be competitive. But a Southwest is not going to get you a nonstop service to Munich or to São Paulo, to name a couple destinations that are very popular with the auto people.
Now, the one thing that Delta cannot control but impacts every single person is the TSA experience. And right now, that's not going so well at airports across the country. Did Delta's CEO have anything to say about whether the airlines might be able to do anything to help ease those lines?
Not exactly. I mean, I think their belief is that they're going to get their arms around this. There's been a firing this week of a top-ranking TSA official. I think they're taking this thing very seriously. But this just, I think, highlights the very fragile ecosystem that influences air travel. I mean, it can be weather that can lead to cancellations. It can be staffing problems at the TSA that can cause people to miss their flights. I mean, there's a whole host of or a terrorist event halfway around the world that gets everybody a little antsy. I mean, I was flying to Washington last Thursday, the same day that the Egypt Air flight went down over the Mediterranean, and it happened to be the exact same kind of plane that I was getting on. You know, and does it cause you a moment to think? And then I got to the airport, my flight was delayed by 2 hours. I thought, oh boy, I mean, maybe they're looking at the plane or there's something in the technology of the plane.
Sure.
I don't think it was the case, but, you know, there is this fragile ecosystem that they operate in, and Delta's got a fleet of 1,400 aircraft. They're flying, I don't know, 3,000 Delta flights themselves, and if you add their regional affiliates, it's like over 5,000 flights a day. You want to talk about a complicated ecosystem.
Certainly. And, you know, it was interesting as we think about what Ed Bastian had to say about Detroit Metro Airport. And I kind of dug up that 2014 study by University of Michigan Dearborn. It figured that in 2014, DTW generated $10.2 billion in economic impact for Michigan and 86,000 statewide jobs. So certainly seems that future looks just as strong.
Absolutely. I don't think we can you cannot overstate how important Detroit Metropolitan Airport is to this town and this state and this region, and it's a real plus. You know, we're still going to be – and the other thing he said that I thought was pretty emphatic is that Delta will continue to service Tokyo out of Detroit. That is a non-negotiable. Now, there aren't a lot of people necessarily who are not in the auto industry that are going to Tokyo every weekend. But, you know, there's a long legacy there that comes from Northwest Airlines, frankly, mm-hmm. of flying to Asia and using Narita International Airport as a jumping off point to six other destinations in Asia, some in China, Singapore, I believe Manila. So the reach we have out of here is pretty formidable.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel House. Daniel, thanks so much.
Thank you.